This is the Daily Text for Friday, January the 6th, 2017, the day of Epiphany. Becoming wealthy in wisdom. Proverbs 6, 6 through 8. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler. Yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. Consider this. Wisdom is a life of constancy and consistency. It's not so much in the advice one gives as it exudes from the life one lives. A life of wisdom is like a savings account in which a person makes many small deposits over a long period of time. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. The proverbial ant stores up food in one season so they will have provision in a future season. The ant lives with a kind of quiet discipline, a steadfastness, a life of constancy and consistency. The ant does not work for the short term. She takes the long view and plays the long game. Getting back to the savings account analogy, as with money, wisdom works like compounding interest. These small, slow, steady deposits add up to far more than the deposits themselves. You know the scenario. A 20-year-old invests $5 a day for 8 years in a row. It comes to roughly $2,000 a year with a total investment of $16,000. This money stays in the bank for 40-plus years, earning an average of 10% interest per year. When the student is 65 years old, the amount has grown to a staggering $2.2 million. The slow, steady investments into our proverbial wisdom account grow in much the same way. In fact, the return is beyond a monetary valuation. It turns out this investment analogy is spot on. Back in chapter 3, we see this word. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. For she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left are riches and honor. Proverbs 3. 13 to 16. Consider Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. So what does it mean to invest in wisdom? It brings us back to becoming an all-in, all-out seeker after the Word of God. Who is Jesus? Wisdom personified. And the great compounder of interest? Yes, the Holy Spirit. Bringing it full circle, what does a $5 a day investment look like? It looks like constancy and consistency. It looks like meditating on the Word of God every morning. It could look like fasting every Wednesday. And by the way, there's a new launch every week. See below. It looks like banding together with a few other men or women each week to encourage one another and build each other up. It could look like hidden acts of generosity towards others in need. In short, it looks like the glorious, inglorious work of the ant. The prayer. Abba, Father, thank you for the steadfastness of your constancy and consistency. Thank you for the treasure of your Son, who is wisdom in person. And thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is my constancy and consistency and everyday steadfastness. In Jesus' name, amen. The questions. Number one, why do people not invest in seeking after a life filled with the wisdom of God? Number two, what if I begin making a small daily investment into seeking wisdom? Given compounding interest, what might I be like in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? And number three, how might we begin a small daily or weekly wisdom investment plan and act on it? And P.S., today is Seedbed's 5th birthday. We like to give gifts to our friends on this day each year. Visit seedbed.com to learn more. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.